Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. You are supposed to stand for St. John Chrysostom's sermon, but for this one you may find a place to seat, or take a break, or come back later, whatever. Our Pascha, our Christian Passover, is nothing less than the proclamation of the Gospel. The Gospel, the good news. The good news of Jesus Christ, our Paschal Lamb. And what is that Gospel? As one of our very capable priests said it, Father Andrew Damick on Ancient Faith Radio, the Gospel consists of three truths. Number one, Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Number two, Christ is risen. Christ lives. And three, and we can be saved by Him and through Him. And there's no other name in heaven and earth by which we can be saved. Our Gospel reading from the prologue of John speaks to the first point. As we just heard in several languages, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, and of His fullness have all we received grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus comes from God. He was always with God as the very expression and Word of God, and He is Himself God and God's only begotten Son. St. Paul speaks the Gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and he identifies the eyewitnesses of the risen Lord Jesus. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the Gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." St. Paul is saying to the Christians, you're not automatically saved. You have to hold the faith. You have to keep it in mind, and in mind and therefore in heart, to keep it before you, or you've believed in vain, you've wasted your time and God's. He continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Cephas," St. Peter, "and then of the 12 apostles. And after that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." So already in St. Paul's time, when he's writing the letter to the Corinthians, first letter to the Corinthians, some of the eyewitnesses of Christ have already passed on. But many of them are still alive. He continues, "And after that, Christ was seen by James, and then of all the apostles." He says, "Last of all, He was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." Brothers and sisters, St. Paul is himself one of the greatest proofs in his own life of the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this can be said of all the 12 apostles as well, but him perhaps most dramatically. He was a fierce persecutor of the church, was Paul, who was on his way to further persecute the church and declared that he saw the risen Christ on the road to Damascus, a vision which shocked him and even temporarily blinded him. And after he recovered, He studied the truth of Christ and went from persecutor of the church to the greatest teacher and preacher of the church, and a pillar of the New Testament scriptures, who finally died as a martyr, offering himself completely to Christ, believing in the risen Lord. It is he that declares to us in the same chapter, and indeed a worthwhile reading, 1 Corinthians 15, for the resurrection bright week this week. He says that if Christ is not raised, our faith is in vain, we are still in our sins. He famously announces, "But now Christ is risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so even in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, and afterward they that are Christ's, they that belong to Christ will rise at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." Death. Christ came to die to destroy death. It is estimated that 57 million people leave this earth every year. 57 million. There are 57 million deaths per year. And many of these human beings come to death never having given death or the meaning of death or the meaning of life much thought or much consideration. A meaningless life concluded by a meaningless death. A useless passion, as Sartre called it. Well, on this Pascha night, we are reminded that Christ, our Lord, gives meaning to death by having destroyed its power, destroyed death as dead end, turned death into Passover, a Passover from life to life. And he will do so once and for all at his second and glorious coming. And finally, again, we can be saved by Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, saved from sin and the effects of sin, which is death, and from our spiritual enemy, the devil. So that's the gospel. Brothers and sisters, that's the gospel, and that's Pascha. To review once more, number one, Christ is God. Number two, Christ is risen. Number three, and now we can rise together with him. And each year we celebrate our Christ with great joy. He is our Pascha. Christians have joy. We have joy in life. We have joy in our faith. We have a joy not that the world gives, that they might have my joy and have it abundantly. Again, the words of St. Paul, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen! Christ is risen! Christ is risen!